Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
The patent for the first perforated toilet paper roll, going back to 1891. So if you do the quick math on that, you're like 124
years. 124
years
we've had toilet paper.
124 years we've had perforated toilet paper, which is on the roll. And if you go all the way back to that patent, a drawing for that patent shows you and should now settle the debate once and for all, because this drawing shows you how that roll ought to be hung.
Installed.
Correct.
Yes. And the answer is,
clearly,
where's our dun-dun-dun music?
Clearly, the answer is over.
Over.
Over. The toilet paper roll should come from the top.
What is interesting about the toilet paper roll debate to me is it's you over people that are so passionate about it being over.
Because we're right. There's just no other way to do it.
And you know what's funny? Perhaps you've noticed since we were shacking up, since your house is under renovation, if it's in my hand and I put it in and it's under, then that's how it stays. Or if it's over, that's fine too. I don't have, which is funny because you know that I'm crazy about all of the things. Doesn't matter. I've never sat down and thought, wow, that toilet paper is installed incorrectly. It's never crossed my mind.
It crosses my mind every time I see that you've got it installed incorrectly.
It fascinates me that people are so passionate about which way the toilet paper goes.
If you do not put it over.
Over, okay. So that it's coming down.
Correct.
Yes, okay.
Then there is a much greater risk of having it tear before you're ready when you're trying to drag it out from under.
Okay. It makes sense.
I'm not
here to argue with you about
I judge people based on the installation of the toilet paper.
Well, how do you judge them? What do you mean? Like, what do you think that says about their personalities?
That they're, well, not the smartest people.
Maybe they're just trying to, switch things up. They say if you want to change something, just change something little and break out of your routine and it can open up your brain to all kinds of possibilities. Maybe that's what they're doing.
I'll tell you what, the next time you feel like changing something, just put brown sugar on your Cheerios. You'll be fine. Tastes real good too. That's what I used to do when I was a kid.
I got to tell you, all of the mothers right now are just saying, I just like to sit down and have some toilet paper. I don't give a wahoo about which way it's installed. Just somebody put the toilet paper back, please. Am I the only one who knows where we keep the toilet paper?
That's fine. And when you put the toilet paper back, have the roll coming over the top.
Well,
it's that simple.
Solved it.
1891. The patent drawing shows it. There is no more debate. People, do not phone this radio station if you're an under toilet paper
Sometimes
person.
I put it under.
Do not.
Polly, what do you do? Do you know? See, he doesn't even know. It doesn't matter.
Marnie
usually
takes care of the toilet paper.
No, usually that's not true necessarily.
I bet you Marnie's been stuck with no toilet paper. Yeah. And remember what happened last time I was stuck with no toilet paper? I was like, Asen, bring mommy some toilet paper. He's like, okay. And then 10 minutes later, I'm still sitting there because the kid found some Lego. I'm on my own.
Over. The debate is over as well.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.